The Greeks are getting well practiced at this. For the second time in 6 weeks, Sunday morning in Athens involves a journey to the voting booth. It's mid-morning in Papagou, a well-off suburb near the centre of the city. The Ministry of Defence is nearby. The mindset here tends to be conservative, resistant to change. Many are pensioners. These two election observers from the Communist Party admit their views are a hard sell in this neighbourhood.
Yes, because it's a place with a class of high...
Of rich people.
Of rich people.
There's a choice of 19 candidates here, but most people say they're voting for the main centre-right party, New Democracy, even though it governed Greece in the years before the financial crisis. These three voters all give the same reason.
I think it's our best chance to stay in the euro, which I really think is the only course we have to go on now.
They guarantee the existence of Greece in the eurozone, which is the most important thing today.
With the left, we're going to crash immediately or within the next couple of months.
Election day may be a social occasion for residents here, but fear of the unknown is guiding their decision making. This is a polling station in central Athens, a couple of kilometres away from some of the wealthier suburbs. And there's a different atmosphere here. There's higher unemployment and many voters are concerned about illegal immigration and its links to violent crime. Some want to put their faith in the left-wing coalition Syriza, which is against the current austerity measures, like this voter called Labros.
The debt is to 160%. The economy is broken. If you see in Athens, all the shops, everything is closed, is dead. We need hope.
A party called Mutiny demands Greece leaves both the euro and the EU so it could wipe out its debts. Dimitris supports them and felt so strongly he travelled from Holland to Greece to vote.
I think the urge to come and participate in the elections and send the message that this whole situation should not continue. We have to put a stop on it.
Greeks are angry about the cost of austerity. People from every walk of life have demonstrated against job losses and cuts in salary and pensions. Anger has spilled over into the TV studio with candidates attacking each other physically. But people are exhausted. They want a stable outcome from this election. They don't want to see a voting booth again for a while. Dominic Laurie for VOA News, Athens.